Welcome to your daily devotional, August 15th. Male and female, he created them. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God tells us that there are two and only two genders. There are not three or four or 26 genders. Under the law, we are told to stay within our gender. Act accordingly, and not enter into gender confusion. A woman shall not wear anything that pertains to a man, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all who do so are an abomination to the Lord your God. Deuteronomy chapter 22 and verse 5. There is nothing in Scripture that allows for any of us to change our God-given gender identity. Folks actually try to do that today, but like any sin, it cannot possibly end well, because it is a perversion of one's own special and unique creation. Some who profess to be of the Christian faith actually deny that there are only two genders. What one believes about the first 11 chapters of Genesis will tell you where they stand. We know that Jesus quoted from them as literal fact, and our text is no exception. Bible-believing Christians agree with Jesus on that point. Those who do not hold to a literal interpretation of the early chapters in the Bible are in effect calling Jesus a liar and can by no means be called Bible-believing Christians. In the opening chapter of Genesis, we find that creation of all things is by God is affirmed. In our text, the creation of men and women in particular is affirmed. Men and women are unique in the sense that we are said to have been created in God's image. This means that each and every one of us is created by God with a spirit that will exist beyond physical death, and that we have the capacity to love, reason, and to understand morality and ethics. Most importantly, all mankind has the capacity to relate to the Creator God in heaven. Therein lies the rub. That capacity has been interrupted by sin. The only way to restore it is through Christ Jesus, who himself said, that no one comes to the Father except through me. This is what we call salvation, the inability in ourselves to get back to right relationship with our Creator God, which requires that God provide himself to be the mediator. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. Salvation through the blood of Christ is available to all who truly believe in faith in his work and promises, regardless of gender or ethnicity. It says that right there in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 28. Those individuals who engage in gender confusion need truth with compassion, and they need to be saved.